Good evening. This is the 8 p.m. update on Tropical Storm Fay. Fay remains centered south of the central coast of Cuba in the area just to the left or to the west of this large area of cloudiness. The tropical storm has not strengthened much this evening in terms of its wind field, but the central pressure has fallen a little bit in the last couple of hours, and that's an indication that we may be seeing some trend towards a stronger system. The tropical storm has two periods where strengthening remains possible. One is before it makes landfall later tonight into tomorrow on the south coast of Cuba, and then once it emerges off the north coast in the Straits of Florida. At this point, the greatest threat for the Florida Peninsula and Keys remains on the southwesternmost portion, the lower part of the Florida Keys, where tropical storm conditions are expected tomorrow, and there is a possibility of hurricane conditions. At this stage, there is a tropical storm warning in effect for the lower and middle Keys and a hurricane watch there. The risk for southeastern Florida is not quite as high, about a 40% chance of tropical storm conditions in the next couple of days, but less than a 5% chance of hurricane force winds. We do expect the track to continue towards the west-northwest. The system has slowed a little bit this evening, is now moving about 10 miles per hour, and then turn towards the northwest and the north later tonight and on Monday, with the center passing near or potentially over the lower Keys late Monday into Tuesday, and then bringing an increasing risk to the west coast of Florida. You see that a little bit better on this graphic. The white area shows the potential track of the tropical storm as it comes across Cuba and up towards the Florida west coast. This shaded area just to the right, which covers southeastern Florida, indicates where tropical storm conditions could occur if the center of the storm moves a little closer to the coast on its trip northward. So at this point, again, the greatest risk is for the lower Keys, middle Keys, less so for southeastern Florida, and then eventually for the west coast of Florida. Storm surge values of 2 to 4 feet above normal tide levels are possible in the next day or so as the storm approaches and then passes the lower Keys. At the National Hurricane Center, I'm Ed Rappaport.